everybody. This is Danilo Cuellar from PeacefulAnarchism.com out here in the beautiful Catskills Mountains, enjoying the spontaneous order that surrounds us all. So I just came back from a camping trip. I witnessed a mother in the group give some chips to a bunch of kids in the group, and she gave the chips in one big bowl, and then thereafter the kids attacked the bowl and were fighting for the chips fiercely, hoarding as many chips as they could for themselves. The strong overpowered the weak, the fast overpowered the slow, and there was a lot of fighting, and a lot of screaming, and a lot of yelling, and a lot of hitting. And it reminded me of the idea of the tragedy of the commons, which is the idea that a scarce resource, if it is stated that everyone owns it, it is the same as saying no one owns it. And therefore, people will rush fiercely to try to acquire as much and to try to use and exploit and plunder this natural resource as quickly as possible, because they know that if they don't, other people will. I thought, what would be a better scenario instead of this idea of public property or everyone owns the chips, which would be private property, would be in the case of the chips, every child has a specific amount of allotted chips. And so there would be no fighting, there would be no yelling, no screaming, because everybody would understand that each child has a specific amount, and that's it. Now, there can be trading, there can be giving, but the children would understand that fighting would be automatically immoral, because they all started out with a specific amount of chips. And this is the same as applies to economics. And a world of scarce resources and infinite desires. The question is, how do we rationally allocate these scarce resources to satisfy as many desires as possible in the most moral and humane way? And one of the best ways that has been developed in modern industrialized societies is the idea of private property. And how do you acquire private property is a few ways. Through first user agreement, which would be you are the first to use an unowned piece of land. You clearly demarcate your property and you tend and take care of the property as you deem fit. And you become the rightful owner of this property. Or it could be homesteading, the mere fact of you transforming that property into something valuable that you can live in, something valuable that you can trade in. You create value by being on that property, or by gifting. You are given this property as an heirloom. You are handed, it is handed down through family, or it is given to you by another person through a mutual consensual agreement or contract. These are a few of the ways that private property can be acquired justly, morally, humanely. If you wish to preserve natural resources so that they may continue to be thriving and sustainable for future use, the best thing you can do is to make individuals private owners of that property, because their vested interest becomes the success and the care of that property. For why would you want to acquire property only to plunder and destroy it? This would be counterproductive and counterintuitive. Most people, when they acquire property, they want to take care of it and they want to preserve it. So these are a few ideas that we can solve the problem of the tragedy of the commons. So thank you very much for listening. This is Peaceful Anarchism saying enjoy nature. Have a magnificent day. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this content and would like to see more of it, please feel free to donate and help me interview other fascinating people. You can do so through Patreon. That's patreon.com/peacefulanarchism to help me out. $1 a show is all I ask. If you feel so inclined to donate more, please feel free. It will only assist me in spreading
the message of freedom and voluntarism that much farther and that much more efficiently. You can also donate to my Bitcoin. My Bitcoin address is in the description to my videos as well as on my website, peacefulanarchism.com. And while you're on my site, there's a donate button to donate through PayPal. If you prefer to donate through PayPal, you can do so with that. But Patreon is a little bit easier for content creators, as you can set up a recurring donation if you so desire. Also, while you're on my website, peacefulanarchism.com, please feel free to sign up, enter your email address, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive updates every time I post something, a video or an interview. I do not send out any spam. Or you can also follow me on Facebook, under facebook.com/peacefulanarchism or facebook.com/DaniloCuellar3, I believe. DaniloCuellar3. So either one of those methods, if you are able to donate, I would be most appreciative. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a magnificent day.